This topic came into my mind. I was driving one day and I read on road an advertisement of a hospital, and the hospital people have written that one call on time can save life. Means if you find somebody accidental on road, you just make a call to the hospital, ambulance will come, pick you up, and you can be saved. So today we are going to discuss on this topic. Before we start, we have to chant the Mangalacharan and then we can discuss about today's topic. Om Jnana Timrandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasme Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swemarupam Kadamayam Dadate Swabdhkantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapad Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagan Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijan Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagan Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kant Radha Kant Namastute Tapt Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishbhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhascha Kripa Sindhobhya Evacha Patitanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschadesh Tarine Hare Krishna. So the topic is one phone call on time can save life. So as discussed, there are various emergency numbers on roads available. You just make a call and you can save life of somebody. Anybody sitting here can tell me that once or in a lifetime you met with somebody who met with an accident, you gave an emergency call and you have saved a life. Anybody of you, just by giving a call, saved a life. Yes, Prabhuji, yes. What happened? You have taken him to the hospital. So emergency, it is a very emergency time, isn't it? When somebody is met with an accident and you are just passing by and you see that person is in a very bad shape. He is in bad condition. Blood is flowing from his head, his foot. He has broken fractures, multiple fractures on various parts of the body. And you pass by. Just for merciful nature, you want somebody who can do the arrangement very quickly. Can take that person fast to the hospital. And you just think, whatsoever should happen, we have to save the person's life. Isn't it? We always want, we have to save person's life. So if you think in today's era, everybody is distressed. How many of you sitting here think that this life is not so happy? Many have raised hands, many have not. For not raising the hand, the reason is, it happens in the various pastime in the kingdoms of king. When they used to punish some, then they used to take him to the river. And on the river side, that person who has done something bad to the kingdom, it been taken to the river and just pushed inside the water. And when he feels suffocation, then king takes him out for a momentary time, for a minute, and then again taken to the water. It means that person who is suffering, who is fighting to survive his life at that particular time, when his head comes out for a moment from the river, from the water, and he takes the breath in, he feels it is happiness. And that kind of happiness, we all sitting here, those who have not raised their hands, actually that kind of happiness is it. When you do everything for your family members, for your relatives, and when they don't turn up on the particular day when you need them, it is a condition of a distress and depression. And I can guarantee, sitting over here, I have not met any single person who can say that I have been never dissed in my lifetime, whether it is friends, relatives, family, because this place is known as Dukhalayam Ashashvatam, the place full of miseries and very temporary. So everybody is bleeding. Actually, he don't say. We have a very good cosmetic material called makeup. We put on our faces, go to the parties. And when people ask you, how are you? We say, I'm very fine. How about you? Actually, the thing is, we all are bleeding from inside, but we don't want to open it out. I know people in the forces. I know people into corporates. I know people into sports. I know people into film industries. I know people into devotion also. They are bleeding from inside. Crying hearts, smiling faces. Crying hearts. You just need to go meet that person and scratch him out. What happened? What happened? Then he will reveal it to you. And then you come to know, actually everybody is crying in this material world. So devotional person, who is a devotee, it is very, very important that we make a call to save our life and to save others' life. And what is that important call? Whom to call? Whom to call? God, Krishna. We have to call that Krishna, who is the protector of this complete world. So for calling him, you need somebody's number. You will say, Prabhuji, you are saying that we have to call at the particular time when people are in distress condition. Then how can we call? We don't have any number of God. When Srila Prabhupada went to America, he said, I came here to teach you. Then people asked him, what kind of teachings you are going to give us? We know everything. You want to change our religion? Prabhupada said, no. I did not came here to change your religion. I came here to teach you how to love God in your religion. How to love. People know worshipping God. People do worshipping because of fear, desires, but nobody knows how to love God, how to connect to God. There are so many programs are going on television. And you ask him, the person speaking there, Prabhuji, Maharajji, Swamiji, can you make us meet God? Have you ever seen God? He don't know the secret password, because he thinks that God is nowhere, but he is speaking good words, sitting on Vyasasana. Why don't they say that God is formful? They say God is formless. Because if God is formful, then you have to take care of him in a temple. You have to build temple. Like we have to build a temple here. We need 150 crores. Who will earn? Who will raise funds? When if God is here, we have to offer bhoga 8 times in a day. Who will cook? Who will stitch dresses for the deities? Better is to say God is formless. So this is a simple method people have taken. Distressed people, anxietyful people. And the simple solution to connect to God, who can make you relieve of your anxieties, is just to call Him. So somebody was asking me, what is the number and you can call God? So I said, there is a simple STD code. And before you connect to somebody, God is staying so far from us. If we have to connect to God, we need one STD code. And what is the STD code? Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. This is STD code. Then what is the phone number? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. One non-devotee was asking that why you people carry your bead bags all the time? Isn't it that you people are very showy people? You want to show off your devotion? Every time you are carrying your bead bag with you. Why? I asked that person, why you people carry your mobile with you? Every time, even in the toilets. Why? He said, because this is a phone which can help us to connect to the person whom I love. To my home, to my kids, to my father, to my mother, to my office. So that I can connect to the people, those whom I love, I can call anytime. That is why I keep a phone. Then I said, okay. And that is why reason we keep bead bag with us. Why? So that we can connect to the person whom we love. And we love whom? Krishna. Rakhe Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rakhe ke. If Krishna wants to protect you, nobody can destroy you. And if Krishna wants to destroy you, nobody can protect you. People think that if I go to my family members, if I go to my social obligations, if I go to my society programs, I will be very peaceful, and they ignore God. They are very, very wrong in their thoughts. If you cannot please Krishna, you can never please anybody in your lifetime. I have seen people dying on the deathbeds and crying, please come for my help. Nobody comes. People say, you are passing urine, you are passing stool on bed, deathbed, who is going to clean? I have my office. Children say, wife say, I have my other relatives program. Who will clean? They will keep one person from hospital to take care of that person. And he died in that bad conditions. But Krishna comes to save his devotees, serve his devotees. Krishna comes. And Krishna gives you the strength at least to fight for the particular problematic conditions. So if you find somebody at least on the roads and he is in depression, and if you can't help him any way, just ask him, Prabhuji, why can't you chant Hare Krishna? If he chants Hare Krishna once in the lifetime, Krishna is going to definitely help that person. It is very important to chant Hare Krishna. Actually, in today's society, people have a habit of living on painkillers. You know painkillers? When we are suffering with, for example, cancer, doctor will give you painkiller because he don't know the cause. What is the cause of the pain? He says, you take diclofenac sodium, you take this acetophenac, you take this particular painkiller. And what happens? By taking that painkiller, pain goes away, but the disease condition gets worsened. Isn't it? And that is the painkiller called watching television. My wife doesn't listen to me. I will watch television, some beautiful ladies on the screen, and satisfy my inner being. How good if my wife could be like this. But my wife is shouting on me. My wife is fighting with me. My husband is fighting with me. My husband is shouting on me. My children doesn't listen to me. Then I watch movies. If my promotion is not happening, I will watch some movies like Chak De India. Oh, I can beat this world. I can be the king. We all live in fantasy world, imaginary world. Actually, practically, we all are suffering. And our condition is becoming worse and worse and worse and day by day. Because we are living our life on painkillers called promotions, money, some party outs, some dance bars, some PVRs, some vodka wine, some women. That is painkiller. That is not the real cause, treatment. So if you really want to check that particular problem out from your body, you have to give something which can treat from within, not from external things. So for changing from within, you need something which is for the within, not for the external thing. And that is why our society's name is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Consciousness is within, not out. How many of you sitting here are suffering with heart diseases? Anybody of you, Matajis, Prabhujis, suffering with heart disease, Hriday Rog, heart disease? Anybody? Okay. Now listen, what is the heart disease in this Kali Yuga? We people think that this heart disease means when our ECG in the hospital shows, okay, this person heartbeats are not particularly as per these standards are. But the problem is what? The problem is that we have heart inside. Ek dil hai hamare paas. Isiliye you find that most of the films made on dil are the best seller movies. Maine dil tujhko diya. Dil to pagal hai. Dil to diwana hai. Dil. So it means heart means we want to love somebody in our life and we want that somebody should love me. We want to love and to be loved. This is what our heart wants. Kya chahta hai dil? Somebody love me. Sab log saath mein boliye. Somebody love me or I should love somebody. Means to love and to be loved. To love. In logon ko matlab nahi hai. What our heart wants? To love, boliye. To love and to be loved. Kitne log baante hai is baat ko? How many agree on this point? Only Matajis are saying. Prabhujis don't want to agree on this. You don't want to love? You don't want to love? Then why do you go with your wife to the parties? You want to love. And why do you want your children to say, Papa, Papa, how are you? Because you want to be loved. But the factual position is this, that in this world, there is nobody who can love you and you can love. Because this world is temporary and dukhalayam. In dukhalayam, nobody can love anybody. If there is a fire inside this area, arena, and though two people are loving each other, it can happen if there is a fire and two people are loving each other. Nobody can love. So it means that the word called love available in society is actually the replica of the original love, which is known as lust. So because of our lust, we think that we are loving somebody. It is only the lust. Nobody can love true love in this material world. Nobody. The reflection of that love between a human and the God can be seen in mother and son. That is only 1%. 1%. And people are saying that I love my wife, I love my children, I love my country, I love my family, I love this, I love that. There is no love. This is all fake love. You know what happened in previous time? The person who want to learn music, then teacher used to give one a board on which there is sargam written, sa re gama. And if you want to sing, you want to learn music, you just need to press sa and you have to make out the sound from your mouth. Sa re ga. And later on, after one who understands the music compositions, he knows sa sa re re ga ga ma ma, sa sa re re ga ga ma ma. then teacher says, okay, now you are ready to utilize harmonium. Then harmonium given to that particular children. That child now plays the sargam on real harmonium. Then he come to know what the kind of sound he was making from his mouth was actually the like a donkey making a sound. And the real sound is coming like sa. So this is the problem. The kind of love which we say love is lust. It's kind of a sound making from the board, a donkey sound. The real love is only happen, can only happen between a soul and a super soul, between a God and his part and parcels, Jivatma. So Jivatma can love only Paramatma, nobody else can love. Because when you leave your body, what goes with you? What goes with you? Soul. And there is one other thing residing in your body. What's that? Super soul. And when you leave your body, when soul leaves the body, super soul leaves the body before the soul leaves the body. It means who accompany you? Super soul. Did it ever happen that your family members come on your deathbed and on a pyre and say, we are also going to die with you? They just leave you, burn you and go back. It means nobody accompany you to after your death. Who accompanies you? And for that super soul, what have you done in your life? You never ever try to maintain your relationship. If you really want to maintain a relationship, you have to give a call in between. Like we are meeting on Sundays. So the person who gives me a call on Monday or Wednesday or Friday, I have a good relationship with that person rather than the person who meets me once in a month or once in a week. So if you don't give a call to God right now, right away, you are not going to have a good relationship with the God after your life. Who will accompany you? God. Make your relationship stronger with that God. That is called heart disease. So how many of you think now you are suffering with heart disease? Still you don't understand. You don't understand. Don't raise your hand if you don't understand. Try to focus and understand this issue. It's a very complicated issue. It is given in scriptures. You will cry at your death. Please save me. But nobody is going to save you. Only God can save you. But still people, when you call them, where are you? They will say, I am in a party, I am in a marriage, I am in a local function, I am on Facebook. This nothing is going to help you. Only God is going to help you. And you have no relationship with that God. The time is very short. Yesterday, some day before, not yesterday, one of my old colleague from in my old office, he called me and he says, I just saw a status of somebody of our colleague society. On his Facebook it is written, thank you for being with us in this life. So do you know where he has gone? Do you know something bad happened to him? I said, no, I don't know. Give him a call. We tried his number for 20 times. On 21st time, somebody picked the call. And the lady said, yes, what can I do for you? We said like actually 7 years, 8 years back, we were working together. Can I connect to him? His name was Rahul. Can we connect to him? That lady said, sorry, but my husband passed away last year and his age was only 26 years. And even we don't know about it. 26. I can give you a call number, you can ask. And I asked, what happened? Last year he called me for your marriage and I was not able to join. She said, okay, I don't know you. Might be my husband knows you better. But one day after the marriage, 1 year after our marriage, suddenly at night, he went through heart attack at the age of 26 and passed away. So when the lifetime was there, I used to ask him, why don't you chant Hare Krishna? Why don't you develop a relationship with God? He said, life is very long. First of all, I have to make my relationship with my relatives, my family members, my society. Nobody is going to help you. But people don't understand it. After listening so much, they still go to their society, family, relatives only. They don't come to temple, they don't come to your classes, they don't chant Hare Krishna attentively. They don't want to make a relationship with God. You know George Bush? How many of you know George Bush? George Bush said to somebody, somebody interviewer asked him, what is the secret of your long marriage? You are sustaining your marriage for so long. George Bush replied to interviewer, actually, the secret of our long marriage is that we both go for dinner, we both go for dance parties, we both go for vacations, we both party out. But the difference is, my wife goes on Tuesday, I goes on Friday. This is secret of long marriage. This kind of love available in society. And people are very happy understanding, saying love, love, love. You go to some old palaces, you go to some forest area, you will find big, big hearts made on trees. Big, big hearts made on palaces, old castles, on roads. Why? Just people want to show off their love, which is a fake love. So if you want to really love, then try to love God. When people are too much depressed, the simple solution they have is to go for the entertainment channels on television. Entertainment industry. How many of you go for entertainment channels? Okay, all you are elevated devotees, thank you. So when you go for entertainment channels, actually that is not entertainment industry. We name entertainment industry as boredom industry. Full of boredom. Why, Prabhuji, you are saying entertainment industry as boredom industry? They people are showing that fake love for since so long. And they are showing whatever comes to their bad thoughts, they present it on channel. And people think that standard of our life. We have to live life like a hero. Hero can sing. Hero can dance. He is dancing the 3 years of his college, 4 years of his college. Still after completing his examination, he get merit in the college. He has never gone to gym. He is always with the girl. Suddenly enemies come and he can fight like a big fighter. So what is this? Is it a real industry? It is a fake industry. So don't think it is an entertainment industry. It is a boredom industry. Because of that industry, people are suffering actually. You all want to live your life like a hero on a television. But nobody can live a life like a hero on television because that is a fake hero. If you really want to live a life like a devotee who is a real hero in this life. The era was there for heroes. In 1960s some heroes were there. But now in 2016 nobody remembers them. Just in 50 years people goes away. But the real hero was Srila Prabhupada. In 1966, he formed on 13 July International Society for Krishna Consciousness. But still, after 50 years in 2016, we are chanting, Srila Prabhupada ki! Yay! Yes! The real hero is who? Srila Prabhupada. Devotees are real heroes. If you want to really want to get inspired from somebody, just watch, just read the life history of real heroes of life, which is devotee. Prabhupada said one day, when devotee asked him in America, Prabhupada, you left your family, you became sannyasi, you came to America, don't you sometime miss your family, your wife, your children? You might be missing them. Prabhupada said, no, I am not missing them at all. Devotee asked, why, Prabhupada? Prabhupada said, out of mind is out of sight is out of mind. Out of sight is out of mind. So now you can understand this particular thing in two phrases. First, If you don't go to meet your relatives out of sight, they will go out of your mind. And even you also, you think that, oh, he might be missing me. Mere chacha ji mujhe bada miss karte honge. Chalo phone milaya jaye. Nobody misses you actually. If you are out of sight, you are out of mind. And similarly happens with God. Because God is out of our sight for so long time immemorial, it is out of our mind. And people say there is no God. So if you want to keep God in your mind, chanchalam hi mana krishna pramati balabhadradam tasyam nigraham manne vayurevam sadushkuram. If you really want to keep Krishna into your chanchala man, then you have to make Krishna in your sight. If it is out of sight, it is out of your. So go back to your home. Keep the pictures of Krishna everywhere on your walls, on your pockets, on your books, on your tables. If he is in the sight, he is in your mind. If you really want to keep Krishna in your mind, keep every time in your sight. And that is why we carry this bead bag. So that whenever we think Krishna is going out of my mind, I can chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So there is a difference between a devotee and a non-devotee. Devotee's life is simple living and high thinking. And non-devotee's life, who don't chant Hare Krishna, they are like high living but very simple thinking. Why high living? They will go in big Mercedes. Prabhuji, what are you doing? I am working for a multinational company. I am a director. Okay. I earn a crores of rupees in a month. Very nice. Do you know Krishna is God? I don't believe in God. Actually, very high living and simple thinking. He don't know simply Krishna is God. It is written in Bhagavad Gita. It is written in 18 Puranas. It is written in 108 Upanishads. But still people don't believe in God. How stupid. And still people are asking, can you show me God? Can you show me God? Yes, we can. But how? There is a procedure to see God. Like when you see a seed, you cannot understand that this seed can provide you oil. But for providing oil from a seed, it has to go through a certain procedures. Similarly, if you want to see God, you have to go certain procedures. What is that procedure? You have to chant Hare Krishna. You have to get association of devotees. You have to read scriptures. You have to follow few rules and regulations. Then only you can see God. Prabhupada has seen God. Acharyas has seen God. Devotees see God every day. But he can show you God only when you also go through the same procedures. High standard living and a simple thinking is like a vulture life. Vultures are like what? Vultures are fly very high. Very high. Vultures are flying very high. And Hans is on the shore of the river. Vultures are flying very high. Prabhupada used to say, but that vulture flying high, focusing on what? Dead body. Fly high, focus on a dead body. Means high living and a simple thinking. And devotee's life is like simple living, like a Hans. Hans is living on the shore of a river. But that Hans is Paramahans. Because he can divide water and milk. He has that kind of a quality. He knows what is to be taken in my life and what is to be rejected in my life. So if you want to become like a Hans, you will not go for high living and a simple thinking. You will go for simple living and very high thinking. Whenever you earn money, you will purchase scriptures. Whenever you have money, you will come donate it to temple. When you have money, you will invest is in devotees' welfare. You will never waste money on beer, bar, woman, wine, cars, houses. No. If you are doing it, you are still a non-devotee. Accept it. It's very harsh, but it is a fact. Now we will go through some Chintamani, Harinam Chintamani. And I will tell you what Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said about chanting the holy names of the Lord in this material life. Actually, difference of eating between a devotee and a non-devotee, difference of wearing, difference of activities, difference of thoughts, though both are human beings, but different of everything. It is said that jaisa khayenge ann, vaisa banega man. Still people are eating onion, garlic. Still people are eating non-vegetarian food. Jaisa khayenge ann, vaisa banega. They don't understand it. Aur jaisa karenge sang, vaisa banega dhang. Anybody can tell what kind of person you are just by your seeing your association. If you associate with engineers, you are an engineer. If you associate with lawyers, you are a lawyer. If you associate with liars, you are a liar. So if you associate with devotees, you are a devotee. But the person who restricts himself from, oh, I don't want to meet the devotees, I am a wonderful devotee at my home, will he be a devotee? No. Jaisa karenge sang, vaisa banega dhang. So if you really want to become a good devotee, if you really want to save others' life with your life, then understand what Harinam Chintamani is telling you about Harinam. Harinam Chintamani, Bhajan Pranali chapter, it is written,
सब छाड़े हरि नाम ये करे भजन जय जय भगवान से महाजन.
सब छाड़ी हरि नाम ये करे भजन. One who leaves everything in the life and just chant Hare Krishna, जय जय भगवान. He is so fortunate that nobody can meet the fortune of that particular person. The people, those who are sitting here and they are chanting Hare Krishna, they might be facing some kind of problems among their family members and office staff, but they should think from within that they are the most fortunate souls available in Kali Yuga, in this lifetime on the planet. Most fortunate.
Sab chadi hari naam ye kare bhajan jaya jaya bhagwan sei mahajan.
He is the mahajan. Mahajan means he is supreme among the people. In the individuals, he is the best. So if you want to become the best, then chant Hare Krishna. Then symptoms of chanting Hare Krishna. How can I feel if I am really chanting? Because people think that if they are counting, they are chanting. There is a difference between counting and chanting. Counting is that I am just making my beats, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And chanting is when you are absorbed in chanting, when you are thinking that I am really calling. Like if you see there is accident on a road and you are about to call hospital, how will you call? Number, dial, and then are uthao 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 uthao, acha kaam karo, call is there. Is it like that? You will become more focused. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, there is a problem on road, on highway, we found somebody is in accident. Very focused. Similarly, if we are chanting, we should feel that I am connecting to God for saving my life, for saving others' life.
Jivanam kripa daye swarup haladini samvitera sarayuta bhakti swarupini.
Jivanam kripa udaye swarup haladini. If somebody is really chanting Hare Krishna, he will always be blissful, happy. Whenever you see him, he is happy. He is never sad. If somebody is sad, he means it not chanting. Haladni, jiva naam kripa udaye. The naam is doing mercy. Naam ki kripa, swarup haradni. He will get the blissful life. Samvitara sara yukta bhakta swarupini. And he will have a samvish shakti. He is not reading scriptures, but still he gives certain kind of analogies. When he speaks, he makes us understand each and everything of scriptures. Divya jnana hriday prakashito. That happens only when somebody is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. If I have to make a call, I should have, now number, we have the number. If I have to call, then I should have a good instrument also. People do chanting on fingers. People do chanting on counters. People do chanting in mentally chanting. But Bhakti Vinod Thakur has written, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suggested what kind of chanting to us. People ask many times, why to chant, how to chant? So now you know the answer of why to chant. Now how to chant?
Tulsi malaya nama sankhya karismare athava kirtan kare param adare.
Tulsi malaya nam, you have to take names on tulsi mala.
Tulsi malaya nam sankhya karismare,
you have to chant on number of chanting beads. Sankhya nam. People say, why to chant the God who is unlimited, who gives unlimited? Why to keep the count of that unlimited? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, because our acharyas have suggested us, sankhya kari sare smare athava kirtan kare param adare.
You have to chant the name with very respect, holding beads in the hand. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, please save me, save my life.
You have to chant like this. It should not be that, okay, taking for granted, now I'm chanting since last 5 years, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Bol, how are you? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. It's not like that. Param Adare, with very, very respect, you have to take the name.
Ek granti sankhya kari arambhive naam kramatin lakshasmari pure manaskam.
If you really want to become a devotee kind, that whatever you speak and somebody, something can happen, like demigods, like Shivji. Whatever Shivji says, tathastu. Brahmaji says, tathastu. It happens. And that is why people are going behind them instead of going towards God. Then what you have to do?
Ek granthi sankhya kari arambhive naam.
In the starting, you have to chant the one round. Ek granthi means 4 rounds in the starting. But later on, kramatina lakshma smari, 3 lakhs name of God every day. If you can do 3 lakh names of God every day, then you can become a devotee like demigods, like Shivji, Brahmaji, Narad Muni. Whatever you speak, that will happen. That kind of power you will attain. Siddhi. Now we'll say, Prabhuji, if we have to take 3 lakhs name, it means that we have to leave office, work, everything. No. 16 round chanting on your beads and whole day on your lips. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama. Whenever somebody wants to speak about Krishna. When somebody wants to talk, speak about Krishna. When you want to eat, eat prasadam. When you want to sleep, sleep before you go for sleep, reading. It means 24 hours you are chanting. More than 3 lakh times. Then you become a perfect demigod like a devotee. Then, are there number of rounds fixed? Yes.
Sankhya madhe kichu naam koribe kirtan tate sarva indriya sfurti ananda nirtan.
One has to chant particular rounds every day. It should not be like, I am chanting 5 on Monday, 10 on Tuesday, 15 on Wednesday, 32 on Thursday, 4 on Friday, 5 on Saturday, 0 on Sunday because I go temple, I don't have time. It's not like that.
Sankhya madhe kichu naam,
some names to be fixed. Like 16 rounds by Srila Prabhupada said, 16 rounds to be fixed.
Sankhya madhe kichu naam koribe kirtan tate sarva indriya sfurti ananda nritan.
If somebody is chanting fixed number of rounds, he will always be a dancing devotee, he will always be a smiling devotee, because tate sarva indriya, all the senses are purified by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So it's very simple.
So people ask, everybody can become a devotee? Everybody can chant? Because I tried my family members, my office staff, nobody is picking up chanting. Nobody will. Because it is written,
Nij nij bhagya bole jeeva paya bhakti, bhakti labhi bare saka lera nahi shakti.
Nij nij bhagya bole, whose fortune has arrived, who is more fortunate, nij nij bhagya bole, very powerful fortune. Jeeva paya bhakti, he will get bhakti. Everybody cannot get bhakti. That I am chanting, my mummy is not chanting, my papa is not chanting, my wife is not chanting, my child is not chanting, my boss is not chanting. Then how can I chant, Prabhuji? Nija nija bhagya bale jeeva paya bhakti bhakti labhi bare sakalera nahi shakti. Everybody cannot become a devotee of Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Sukriti janer bhakti drada kari bare ailam yug dharma namera prachare. Sukriti janer bhakti, when you go for bhakti process, then you will attain bhakti maya unmukh sukritis. If you have bhakti unmukh sukritis, then only you can become drad, determined in your bhakti. People say, Prabhuji, are you coming for Vrindavan this time? For Kartik Yatra? Sorry, I have to go London. Okay. Prabhuji, are you coming to temple? We are celebrating Kirtan Mela. Sorry, my relatives come at my home. These are the moments when you can develop your bhakti unmukh sukritis. You came to chanting Hare Krishna, you associate with devotees just because of your pious life sukritis. But now what? Why are you not determined on your bhakti? Why your chanting is differentiating? Why your mind is fluctuating? The reason is, you are not developing bhakti unmukh sukritis. If you develop bhakti unmukh sukritis, if you collect more and more, then you become determined in your bhakti. Sukriti janer bhakti drada kari bare ailama yug dharma namera prachare. And when that person who develop bhakti unmukh sukritis and chant attentively, he can only preach to the entire world. People come to ISKCON, when I will become a preacher? Actually, I am an IT trainer, I can also speak. I can also train devotees. Give me chance, I am an IT trainer. I am a PPT trainer. I am a leadership trainer. That is different. For making devotees, for connecting devotees, what do you need? Bhakti unmukh sukritis, determental bhakti. It is not like fluctuating bhakti. So determination in bhakti is very, very required. Krishna says that sarva dharman parityaja mamekam sharanam vrajah aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshyasyami ma shuchah. Krishna said sarva dharman parityaja mamekam. So very important words. We people, every time when we speak about Krishna, we speak 10 times this shloka. Very important. So few things to be learned from this shloka. First, there are two times sarva word is used. Sarva dharman. If you leave everything, sarva dharman parityajam mam ekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo. Sarva means all. If you leave all for me, I will relieve you from all your sinful life, from your sinful past reactions. Sarva, two times. Sarva dharman and sarva papebhyo. Two times this word sarva is used. Then mam ekam. Ekam means only Krishna. You cannot say, my time has not come, my age has not come, I have planned after 10 years. Sorry. If it means you are not surrendered. If you are surrendered, then mam ekam. And what is the symptom of surrender? That person is surrendered. Krishna says, if you are mam ekam sharanam vraja, then you should be nam ekam sharanam vraja. Mam ekam sharanam vraja means nam ekam sharanam vraja. If you are surrendered only to me, then you have to take my name. We find various people in Gujarat, in South India. They are very, very high Vishnu devotees, Krishna devotees. Jai Shri Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna. But if you ask them to chant Hare Krishna, they don't chant. It means they are not surrendered. Sarva dharman parityajam mam ekam sharanam vraja means nam ekam sharanam vraja. Only on my name, if somebody is associated chanting, he is surrendered. Then people ask this question, Prabhuji, I don't chant because I think I am very sinful. I am full of sins. First I will become purified, then I will take initiation, then I will chant Hare Krishna attentively. Sorry, you are wrong. Why? Because when you go to doctor for your medication, you go when you are diseased or when you are disease free. When you are diseased. When you are diseased, you go to doctor. Doctor, 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 give me medicine. For that medicine, I become relieved of my disease. So we all are suffering with so many diseases we have discussed. Heart disease, bhava roga. And if we want to get free from this mental disease, anxiety disease, depression disease, heart disease, we have to take the name when we are full of sins. Because Krishna doesn't say, Sarva dharman parityajam shuddham mamekam sharanam vraja. Shuddham mamekam sharanam vraja. No? He is saying, Mam ekam sharanam vraja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshashami ma shuchaha. I will make you free from your sins. So it is the work of Krishna to make you free from your sin. Your work is to surrender. Surrender what? What to surrender? What do you mean by surrender? Anybody can tell me? I just told you. It means you are not listening also. You don't want to get relief of your sinful life. Sorry to say, you will always be in sinful life.
Taking the name of
God. Huh? How can you get relief? What is your work?
Taking the name of God, Krishna.
Before taking the name, what I told you? Surrender. Surrender, surrender means taking the name of the God. So if you really want to get free from sinful life, nobody should behave badly to you. Prabhuji, you know, devotees behave badly in temple. Relatives behave badly in family. Husband behaves bad with wife. Wife behaves bad with husband. Children behaves bad with parents. Office staff behaves bad with me. Because you are not surrendered to Krishna. How can Krishna protect you? And if you really want to get protection, then surrender to God. And surrendering to God means associating with the name of the God attentively, following four regulative principles. No intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling, and no illicit relationship. Now if you are taking medicine and you are not following this, the things told by doctor, like somebody suffering from diabetes. If diabetic person is taking diabetic medicines, but he is not walking, he is still taking sugar, he is still taking starch items, potato, rice, what will happen? Huh? He won't be cured, he will never become cured. So becoming cure means taking the guidelines as it is. So the guidelines are four guidelines given. No intoxication. And no intoxication means no liquor, no tea and coffee also. No meat eating. No meat eating means no onion garlic also. No gambling means not doing anything in which you can get a heartbreak, heart attack. And no illicit relationships means except your wife, you should not attend any other's wife as wife. So now I am going to tell you how to chant with all these four regulative principles. So before with that, I just want to give you some information regarding one very important thing. From yesterday, we have started Chaturmas. You know, the 4 months, very pious months, Chaturmas. Yesterday was Shayan Ekadashi. Shayan Ekadashi means when Lord Vishnu goes for a sleep for 4 months. So some people do it from Shayan Ekadashi to Kartik Ekadashi, the last Ekadashi, Dev Uthan Ekadashi. Some people do it from Purnamashi to Kartik Purnamashi. So it is up to you when you want to start. Vaishnavas, some Vaishnavas start from Ekadashi, some Vaishnavas start from Purnamashi. The 4 months of Savan, Bhadrapad, Ashwin and
Kartik. Very auspicious months. So this is guideline given by God. That if you really want to make your Hare Krishna Mahamantra powerful, Siddha, if you really want to call God to save your life and others' life, then you have to follow few guidelines. So the guideline is, on Savan Mas, Savan month, in this month, you should not take green leafy vegetables. Green leafy vegetables. Don't eat green leafy vegetables. If you are still eating, then start from Purnamashi to Purnamashi. Purnamashi is on 19th. So 19th till Kartik Purnamashi, you can follow 4 months. Don't eat green leafy vegetables. Like what? Palak. So saag. There are so many green leafy vegetables. But still you can use cabbage. You can use coriander, dhania powder for your sabzi. So this is what you should not do in this month. Then in Bhadrapad, you should not take curd. The full month, no curd. No curd means, curd can be taken when his form has been changed. Like in kadi, you can take curd. But you cannot take plain curd, curd raita, curd fruit cream, some like that. You should not use curd. Then in Ashwin month, you should not take milk. No milk. No milk means you can take milk products like paneer you can take. Curd you can take. But you cannot, kheer you cannot take. Because kheer is milk. When the form has been changed, that you can take. So in the Ashwin month, you should not take kheer. Milk. And in Kartik month, very auspicious month, in that month you should not take the pulses which are in two pieces, like chana. All the pulses are actually in two pieces, beans, rajma, anything. So be only on vegetables on that month, in that month, Kartik month. No pulses. What will happen if I follow this? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, you will become Siddha. Your japa will become Siddha. If you follow this and chant Hare Krishna for these 4 months, you will become powerful devotee. You will become Siddha devotee. You will become one way devotee. You will don't have a mind, waving mind. You will have a constant mind on one particular thing, that is the lotus feet of Shri Krishna. So this is Chaturmas. In previous era, people even don't go to different part of the cities. They stay in one particular part and follow 4 months. But now, because time has changed, for preaching purpose, Srila Prabhupada has said, you should not follow all the rules, but at least the basic standard which we have discussed. Because in 4 months, Chaturmas, people even don't cut their hairs, don't do their shaving, don't put oil, don't sleep on bed, don't fly, don't cross rivers. There are various rules, but we cannot follow all rules because we are in preaching movement. So for that reason, Srila Prabhupada has given basic standards for the Chaturmas. And if you really want to chant Hare Krishna, if you really want to call God to save of your life and to others' life, then you have to follow chanting without offenses. There is 3 kind of janma. One janma is called as Shukra janma, when you get birth from your parents. Shukra janma, seminal birth. When we get body by the semen of a father, seminal birth is called as Shukra janma. When you get guru in your life, a spiritual master, then it is called as Savitra janma. Savitra janma. It means taking initiation is very important. Initiation means Savitra janma. And after you take Savitra janma, after few years in ISKCON, you become Brahmin. You get Brahmin initiation, which is called as Yagika janma. Yagika janma. If you don't follow this, people think that if I chant Hare Krishna, if I don't take initiation, what is the importance of getting initiated? Chaitanya Charitamrita says, बहु जन्म करी यदि श्रवण कीर्तन तबूत न पाए कृष्ण पदे प्रेम धन.
इफ फॉर लाइफ टाइम यू कीप चैंटिंग हरे कृष्णा बट यू डोंट फॉलो फोर रेगुलेटिव प्रिंसिपल्स, यू डोंट फॉलो गाइडलाइंस व्हाट योर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर इज सेइंग,
बहु जन्म करे यदि श्रवण कीर्तन
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण,
बहु जन्म करे यदि श्रवण कीर्तन तबूते न पाए प्रभु पदे प्रेम धन.
यू विल नेवर गेट द लव ऑफ गॉड. फॉर व्हाट रीजन वी केम हियर इन इस्कॉन? नेवर. फॉर दैट रीजन यू हैव टू स्टिक अबाइड वेरी स्ट्रांगली विद द गाइडलाइंस गिवन बाय योर शिक्षा गुरु और योर दीक्षा गुरु वेरी स्ट्रांगली. इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू अटेन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस. Like doctor says you some guidelines. If you are heart diseased, walk for 5 minutes. Don't eat hard things. Then you have to follow. If you don't follow, you will live your life with heart attack again. Similarly, if you are a devotee now, if you don't follow now, you will again become a material man. Maya is very strong. She will trap you back to the world. So becoming, chanting, with guidelines, you have to follow few things for offenseless chanting. First is not to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for preparing the holy name of the Lord. We know it, but we have to understand it. Not to blaspheme means don't criticize devotees. Don't do ninda. If you are habituated, then Krishna Prem is very far to achieve. Don't do ninda. Don't do criticism of devotees. At least for those who have given their lives for the chanting of Hare Krishna. Shishi Rukmani Dwarka Desh ki jai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maharani Gaur Nitai ki jai. Criticizing devotees like you. You bought from market one new plant and that plant has been smashed by the mad elephants. So Hati Matta Aparad is Vaishnava Aparad. Vaishnava is saying something to you and you are rejecting. It is also an offense. Vaishnava is saying you something. Even people are rejecting their Siksha Gurus and Diksha Gurus because they have their particular material mentality, and that is why Krishna Prem is very far. I just go fast, time is over. The second is to consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to the independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. People think that Vishnu is not an independent God. Prabhuji, we have heard Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, teen devta. You are talking about Govindam Adi Purusham. Krishna is the only God. What is this? Prabhuji, Govinda Adi Purush hai, and he has expanded himself into 3 guna avatars. Rajoguna avatar is Brahma, Satoguna avatar is Vishnu, Tamoguna avatar is Shiva. I don't believe it. If you don't believe it, you are doing an offense. You have to believe it, scriptures. Rest is your choice. The third offense is to disobey the orders of the spiritual master or to consider him an ordinary person. It's very important. People think spiritual master means who talk about Gita only. Sorry to say, the person who is a spiritual master, he has seen the material world more than you can think of. Because he is also coming from the material world. People don't understand it. Spiritual master has more knowledge than you because you know only for your specified field. Spiritual master meet all from different fields, and that is why his knowledge is more than your knowledge in materially way also, and spiritually he is away ahead. So spiritual master, don't think him an ordinary man. He is much higher than you. If you think he is an ordinary man, you are doing offenseful chanting. Sorry to say, there is a procedure for accepting a spiritual master. 5 steps to accept a spiritual master. Accept the shelter of a spiritual master, bona fide spiritual master. Serve the spiritual master. First is accepting the spiritual master. Second is serving the spiritual master. Third is getting initiation from the spiritual master. Diksha bhi lena hai. Fourth is inquiring how I can make spiritual advancement. Fifth, give up what is detrimental for your spiritual advancement.
What is stopping you from your chanting Hare Krishna? Please leave it. Whether it is any important thing also, leave it. If you are not going to leave it, you are not going to do any spiritual advancement in your lifetime. Lifetime? Bahu janma yadi kare sravan kirtan. Then fourth is to blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in persons of the Vedic version. Vedas means knowledge. People become devotees. They do chanting, but they don't read books. Prabhuji, I don't have time to read books. Prabhuji, it is written. Is it true? If this question comes to my mind, it means I am blaspheming the scriptures. Is it true? Yes, of course. 100%. It is a truth. And that is why Constitution of India also says, put your hand on Bhagavad Gita to a criminal and say, whatever you speak, you will speak truth. Because Constitution of India also believes Bhagavad Gita is a scripture, very pious scripture. Still people ask, Prabhuji, is it true? And he is chanting Hare Krishna, offenseful chanting. Then fifth offense is to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination. And sixth is to give interpretation on the holy name of the Lord. People are giving different interpretation on the holy name of the Lord. Prabhuji, actually you people chant Hare Krishna. You know, I chanted Hare Krishna and I got promotion. So that is why I am chanting Hare Krishna, so that I can become a big man fast, soon. Different interpretations on the holy name. Actually it is an offense to the holy name. So don't think that you are doing right or you are more intelligent than your guru. I have my ideas. You are doing offenseful chanting. Harer naam, harer naam, harer naam eva kevalam, kalo nastev, 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 gatir anyatha. In this age of Kali, there is no other means, no other means, no other means. Three times to cut your three gunas. Rajogun, tamogun and satogun. So that three modes of material nature can be cut and you can transcend the three modes of material nature into Shuddh Sattva. Kale doshe nidhe rajan asti eko mahan guna kirtanya deva krishnasya mukta sangam param vraje. If you chant Hare Krishna, you can easily liberate your body, to your soul towards the Vaikuntha Dham. But people don't trust on these words. They talk, but they don't know the importance of these statements. Because if they really understand these statements, then they have to chant attentively holy name. Seventh offense, to commit sinful activities on the strength of the chanting of the holy name. Generally people go to God with this list of shopping. Please provide me this, 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 this. And if God doesn't provide them, they leave it. There is no God. And people do bad activities. Please drink, drink, drink. Arey kar lena yaar, kya farak padta hai? Le lena yaar, pi lena yaar. Tu pehle to pita tha, abhi kyun nahi pita? Pi le, koi dekh nahi raha, pi liya. Kal do mala extra kar lunga. So it is a sinful actually. Doing sins on the basis of chanting of the holy name. Chal yaar, kisi ko kya pata chal raha hai? Kha leta hu, non-veg, onion, garlic. Kya pata chalta hai kisi ko? Sins. On the basis of chanting Hare Krishna. I will one day make myself pure by chanting Hare Krishna. I can do anything wrong right now because I know the password, secret to make myself pure. The eighth offense is to consider chanting Hare Krishna as one of the auspicious ritualistic activities in the Vedas, fruitic activities known as Karma Kanda. If we are chanting like a business transactions, I am chanting, now Krishna has to protect me. Prabhuji, I am a devotee of Krishna. Now Krishna will protect me. Prabhuji, why don't you lock your car? Now Prabhuji, I am a devotee. I am chanting Hare Krishna. Krishna will protect my car. I am not the servant of Krishna, Prabhuji. I am chanting Hare Krishna. Krishna is my servant. If you think Krishna is your master, then don't do anything where Krishna has to interfere in your life to protect you. Lock your car. Teach your children, do your daily activities properly so that Krishna does not come every time to save you. If you are thinking like that, I am chanting, then Krishna has to come. That is a business transaction. And business transaction means you are thinking Harinam as a karma kanda. You have to beg for the mercy of the holy name. Hey Krishna, please save my life. I am calling you. One call can save my life. I am chanting Hare Krishna, please save me. If you are not chanting like this, begging every day to Lord, then start now begging to the Lord. Because one beggar comes to your home and he keeps begging, 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 one day you will give him something. You will say, every time he comes and beg, and if somebody gives, doesn't give you, beggar is coming and you don't give him anything, and beggar has the attitude, "Achha, manga dete bhi nahi hai, bade log, gande log." Next day what will happen? He will not come to your house. Aap bhi kahenge, "Achha hua chala gaya." Aur wo bhi kahega, "Phaltu logo se chutkara hua." Lekin what is the fact? He has to come to that house every day. One day that person will definitely give you something. Similarly, you have to beg every day, "Krishna, save my life. Krishna, save my life." One day Krishna will give you something. The ninth offense is to instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. Prabhuji, I am keep telling everybody what is the benefit of chanting Hare Krishna. But this is an instructing a faithless person is an offense. How can I instruct everybody? You can instruct everybody about the holy name, but you cannot instruct about the glories of the holy name. If you meet somebody new and he is depressed, tell him, chant Hare Krishna. If he start chanting Hare Krishna, it is okay. And if he reject chanting Hare Krishna, don't force him. Don't force him. Because if you force him, Uvdesho na murkhanam prakopaya na santate. If you give instruction to the murkha, Uvdesho na murkhanam. Don't instruct to the murkhas. If you instruct to the murkhas, prakopaya, he will become angry. Na santate, he will never become a devotee, saint. And tenth offense is to not to have complete faith in the chanting of the holy name and to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. So Sarnagati means to take shelter, accept what is favorable for your spiritual advancement and rejecting what is not favorable for your chanting. So if you are not chanting your rounds properly, not following your four regulative principles, not reading your scriptures, if you are criticizing others, if you are still fault finding, it means you don't have faith in the chanting of the holy name. The summary is, our faith in the holy name will get stronger if we chant Hare Krishna. Like for example, this is the last example. If somebody is weak and he goes to the gym and he take one dumbbell in hand, and a dumbbell falls down, what should he do? Should he leave going to the gym? Should he leave going to the gym? Because he cannot left. What should he do? He should regularly go to gym, do some simple exercises, and one day he can lift that dumbbell. Isn't it? So if you can't chant attentively right now, if you can't chant offenselessly right now, then try to chant, chant, chant. One day what will happen? You can chant offenselessly. And that is a call. One day, in this 16 rounds chanting, try to chant at least one time full absorbed Krishna. One time at least, one time. And Krishna is not coming to save our life. If I am calling some wrong number, will ambulance will come on the road? No. For calling an ambulance to save my life or to save others' life, I have to call attentively, right number, with the right method, with the right language, with the right address, then the ambulance will come to save me. Isn't it? So now, today you have understood. Try to chant attentively. In 16 round chanting, at least one round. In one round, if you can't chant attentively, at least one bead. If you can't chant attentively one bead, it is written in scriptures, try to chant attentively at least half mantra. If you can't chant attentively half mantra, try to chant at least Krishna attentively. One word. We are not doing, that is why we are doing all this, what we have discussed. We are not doing. It's facts. So chant attentively, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shish Rukmani Dwarkadesh Bhagwan Ki, Shish Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Marani Ki, Shri Shri Panchatattva Gaur Nitai Ki, Patita Pavan Srila Prabhupada Ki, Jai Nitai Nitai Gaur Hari Premanande. Hare Krishna.